The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. A majority of U.S. business economists predict that the U.S. economy will go into a recession by the end of 2021. Ken Simonson is a survey analyst for the National Association for Business Economists.
There were several things that indicate concern about policy and global economic conditions, specifically that trade policy does seem to be having negative effects for many U.S. businesses, that the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act has had a net negative impact on housing in this country. There's also an expectation that global economic growth will slow from 3.6% last year down to 3.25% or less.
As world leaders convene on France's Atlantic coast this week at the G7 meeting, 5% of economists surveyed predicted a comprehensive trade deal between China and the U.S. would result. 64% suggested a superficial agreement was possible, and nearly 25% expect nothing to be agreed on. Trump has dismissed concerns about a recession, offering an optimistic outlook for the economy after recent drops in financial markets. But he continues to push the Federal Reserve to drop interest rates further, signaling a need to stimulate the economy. Despite the skepticism, at least for now, most economic signs appear solid. Employers are adding jobs at a steady pace, the unemployment rate remains near a 50-year low, and consumers are optimistic. Israel and South Korea have signed a new trade agreement that will eliminate tariffs on a range of goods. Under the deal, 95% of Israeli exports will be exempt from customs, and imports from South Korea, including cars, auto parts, toys, and appliances, will also be duty-free. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We've had free trade agreements in other parts of the world, with the United States, with Europe, and elsewhere, but this is the first free trade agreement we have with an Asian economy.
The agreement comes after 3 years of trade negotiations between the two countries. Israeli-South Korea trade stood at $2.5 billion last year, and Netanyahu says this agreement will double the trade volume between the countries. The trade agreement still needs to be ratified by parliaments in both countries, which will take approximately 1 year. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.